Visit ChooseNissan.com. Test drive at your local Nissan dealer today.
All guests appearing in studio on Jets Talk Live will receive a pair of Inspiration headphones by Monster. Inspiration, serious audio, high style. Now we're joined by one of the top performers of this Jets team throughout the 2012 campaign, and that has been LeRon Landry. LeRon, thanks so much for joining us. How has it been being a Jet after 11 games?
It's been a great experience, man. I was looking forward to coming here. I've always been a fan of Coach Rex due to my brother playing with him in Baltimore. So, getting here, it was kind of a no-brainer. So I enjoyed the process, and up until now, it's been a great ride.
Did you listen to the skeptics at all? Because a lot of people said, LeRon Landry, he's been banged up the last couple of years. There's no way he's going to play 16 games. But here you are, excelling, playing at a Pro Bowl level.
Throughout those 2 years, it's been a roller coaster. Pretty tough for me. But to overcome adversity and to know what I can do when I'm healthy, I'm just trying to prove it. And with the help of the medical staff here and the organization, they done a great job and enables me to perform at a high level week in and week out.
And they, when they brought you here, had a plan.
Right.
And you had a plan. Hey, this is what we're going to do as far as how we're going to approach practice and to keep you healthy. And can you tell us about that a little bit?
Well, they was real knowledgeable about what was going on. And that was the main thing for me for the past 2 years, just getting misdiagnosed and just trying to do kind of a lot of things on my own. And when I presented, my medical records and whatever, to Jay Mel,
John Mel, the Jets head trainer.
Right. And so he was well knowledgeable about it. And he came up with a plan, and obviously it's working. And like I said, man, and it was kind of a no-brainer getting here.
How would you describe your style of play? If you were a scout and you were watching 30 out there on the field fly around like a missile, how would you describe your style of play?
Man, I just love to win. I'm a passionate player. And I do anything to win, no matter if it's a big hit. This doesn't matter. When I'm out there, I give it all I got. I just try to leave everything on the field. And that's what you're going to get from me.
What about the physicality of the game, though? What are you thinking when you see a receiver coming over the middle and you know you're going to have a pop at this guy? What's going through your head?
It comes with attitude, man. And you got to want to hit, not just be a tackler. I don't know how to explain it.
No?
It's just all part of my makeup, just the attitude. Just how physical I am,
How do you feel after a game? Like, how do you feel? Because you're going out there. This is NFL is a collision sport,
right?
And you're a man who embraces that fact. You ain't shying away.
Right.
You are not shying away from any collision. Well, how do you feel Sunday night after a game?
Sunday night after a game, I'm a risk critic. So no matter how well I play, how many plays I make, I'm always like I could have done better. I'm a perfectionist, and as far as being sore, I don't get sore. I'm always looking for the next week. I have a 24-hour rule, whether we win or lose, and then I'm on to the next opponent. I'm ready for
it. How disappointing is it that this team is sitting here at 4-7? Because I know when you came here, you're probably thinking, late in the year, we're going to be in good shape. We're probably going to be a playoff team.
Right. Things change. You start off with a plan, and you try to prepare for that plan. But throughout the course of the season, you're going to have a couple speed bumps. And it's all about how you overcome it. You got to persevere through it. I never thought we'd be sitting here, with the record we have. But, we all sticking to that plan. And we can finish off strong. We can win all these last couple of games. And hopefully, the tables are turning and we probably get in that playoff.
before the Thanksgiving holiday. Mm-hmm. You made your presence felt off the field, a little turkey giveaway. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, it was, I ran it through my foundation, LeRon Landry Leadership for Life. It's my third annual turkey drive. I started out in D.C. and decided to bring it down here. I still do it in D.C. as well. But, you know, I just wanted to give it to my fans down here and everybody who's in need. And I love to give back. You know, that's the way my parents raised me, and it been that way. You know, anybody in need of a helping hand, you know, I'm always there for them, no matter what it is.
Yeah, what's the mission of your foundation? And like you said, I thought this is a little bit uncanny, is that your parents were up here helping you out, because you don't see that. I'm not taking knocks at anybody, but that just shows how close you guys are and active they are in your life.
Right. We're a well-knit family. You know, they hear every home game, and they split between my brother and I. So whoever's away, they come to who's ever home, you know. So, yeah, we're a well-knit family, man, and it's just that. And like I said, if I have it to give, I'll give it to you. And if I don't, I'll work on it. And then that's just my makeup, man.
Yeah, the mission and the foundation is helping the underprivileged then?
Underprivileged, we just really trying to get in the community, just whatever we put our minds to, you know, and brainstorm on that task of what we trying to, who we trying to help, and then what we trying to accomplish on helping those people. And as well as with that turkey drive, you know, Hurricane Sandy came through, and I'm from New Orleans, so I know what it feels like, you know, to run from hurricanes and to be at its lowest point. So, you know, we wanted to help out those people too as well, who didn't have a meal at that time.
You played at LSU. Les Miles just got an extension yesterday. You happy about that one?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as bad as this may sound, you know, I'm 50-50. You know, I'm a Saban guy too, because I played 2 years under Saban and 2 years under Coach Miles. So, you know, it's kind of a bittersweet feeling when those guys play. You know, I love them both.
In a couple weeks, you mentioned your brother before.
Correct.
You're playing Jacksonville, down in Jacksonville. Yeah. What is that going to be like?
Man, you know, we both play safety. So hopefully, you know, I can see him on special teams. And, you know, I'm going to give it to him a little bit.
Oh, yeah? You guys battle a little bit growing up or what?
A little bit. We still
what
battle.
Was it like?
We still battle until this day. It was a real competitive background. You know, I'm the youngest of two. So, yeah, it was pretty competitive. Well, you know, the boxing gloves came out a lot of times.
Your dad got out the boxing gloves.
Yeah, we getting a fuss or argument, we're pulling out the boxing gloves. Most definitely.
Now, what kind of combinations you throwing? Yeah. And who got the best out of those?
I'd rather not say.
No?
I'd rather not say. We went 50-50.
No, but you guys, even though you embrace the physical contact amongst each other.
Mm-hmm.
You're really close with your brother.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, we're well-knit family. Yeah. Both of my brothers, we're real close.
Let's talk about your workout regimen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Today is Thursday.
Right.
During the season.
Right.
What's LeRon doing on a Thursday?
My workout regimen consists of I go 6 days a week. You know, and I even get a burnout on game days. So whatever day I pick out of the week to be my off day, you know, the other six are mine, even on the game day. Like I said, I do resistance bands on the game day.
Yeah, I know. We talked about that before in the off season. What day is Thursday again?
Well, today is like a leg day, like explosive leg day for me.
Okay. And listen, when you're hitting the biceps, because everybody talks about your arms at home, man. A lot of folks are asking me about LeRon. You know, how you get those arms?
Right.
Can you tell us about your secrets or what?
Oh, man, I'll come up with a workout book later. It's in the making.
Are you really?
Yeah, seriously, it's in the making.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't give you all my secrets.
Okay. Hey, when you look ahead to the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
Rookie quarterback.
Right.
Guy making his first NFL start on the road.
Right.
You got to be pretty excited about that, right?
Yeah, you know, pretty excited, you know, just to go up against a different opponent week in and week out. For me, like at this point, man, it's really all about us. It's really not about the opponent as of now. You know, we need to stay grounded as a team, as a whole, and, you know, really focus on us finishing. You know, no matter who shows up, and no matter if we on the road or not, you know, we just need to dig deep and finish these last, you know, with victory.
With that being said, they got a premier playmaker on the outside there in Larry Fitzgerald, right?
Right, right. Like I said, man, we be sound in coverage, we execute, and we'll be victorious, no matter who they put out there.
Okay, before we let you go, I got to show you something. You know, we knew we were going to have you on set, so I went down and dropped
out. Oh, man.
And gave 100. What do you think?
Oh, man.
100 with the tie.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's warm, all right?
It's kind of impressing. It's kind of impressing. Let's get the elbows a little tighter next time.
Yeah? All right. LeRon Landry, thanks so much for joining us.
It's Nissan season to save. Get unforgettable deals. The all-new 38 MPG Ultima, just $199 per month. For the best offers, visit ChooseNissan.com. Holiday specials end November 30th.